Hezbollah says that the latest report by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on UN Security Council Resolution 1559 reveals again a biased stance in favor of Israel. The Lebanese movement said that this report turns a blind eye to the policies of Israel, which it describes as the aggressor still occupying Lebanese territory.
He described Hezbollah as a militia which presents a danger to Lebanon. But the real danger to Lebanon is Israel's nuclear bombs, modern Israeli warplanes which violate Lebanese airspace on a daily basis, and repeated Israeli threats to assassinate Lebanese leaders and targeting civilian areas.
Ban had issued his 13th report on the implementation of Resolution 1559 since the adoption of the resolution back in 2004. In the report, he called for the disarmament of Hezbollah, describing it as a militia. He added that Hezbollah's arms pose a threat to the stability of the country. The author of the report is Ban's special envoy for 1559, Terry Rod Larson. Experts say that the language of the report is related to the personal, pro-Israeli nature of this man.
It seems more pointed at the resistance, and I think that that reflects the authorship, which I believe is Terry Larson, and he has a history of being one-sided toward the Zionist American position. This isn't some little militia. This is a major part of the government. And of course, they're not the only, quote, militia that has arms. There's plenty of arms in Lebanon. So I think it's a phony issue.
Resolution 1559 was adopted just months before the assassination of former Premier Rafik Hariri. It was co-sponsored by the US and France under then-Presidents George Bush and Jacques Chirac during a period of enmity between the West and Syria. In addition to calling for the disarmament of Hezbollah, the resolution also calls for demarcating the border between Syria and Lebanon and the withdrawal of Syrian troops from Lebanon, which was carried out early in 2005. The call for disarming Hezbollah strikingly resembles calls made by Hezbollah's internal foes in the March 14 alliance. But Hezbollah and its supporters maintain that the party's arms are a deterrent against Israel and also force Israel to withdraw from most of South Lebanon back in May 2000. Hezbollah Secretary General has said that Resolution 1559 was an Israeli effort to corner the resistance and put it face to face against the international community. Many believe that Israel easily succeeded in this task because it came in line with the approach of world leaders who strived to create a new Middle East, which began with the invasion of Iraq back in 2003. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.